The Hammer of Sparks. What's it all about? Well, one season in, I guess it's about time to discuss what the Hammer of Sparks is all about. I just wanted to geek out talking to some local sports stars, specifically Forge FCs. Why? Because since before the Canadian Premier League started in 2019, I was hooked. Thanks to the Barton Street Battalion, a supporters group that pre-exists the league itself, that's how I was connected. The Battalion's a group of local soccer fans, mostly TFC ticket holders at the time, that were they had heard the Campiel rumors and asked, if we get our own club, are we going to support it? And the answer was an overwhelming hell yes. Eventually, I hooked up with that crowd, and I had the coffee mug to prove it, though I use it for my game day tea. And a Forge supporter was born. So, I owe some thanks to all members, new and old, of the Barton Street Battalion. Of course, the caretaker, Bob Young, deserves a shout out too. He wanted to bring soccer to the Hammer. And when getting a team in an existing league proved a little bit tricky, he thought, why not build our own? And I'm so grateful for that. Something to call our own in Hamilton, sure. But also something for us to celebrate across Canada. That's pretty cool. Thanks, Bob. But back to what this is really all about, the players. They are what Forge FC is all about. And I just want to know what makes them tick. Why do they love soccer? What led them to the beautiful game? What are their best or favorite memories? But I also care about more. I always wanted the Hammer of Sparks pod to be a platform for fans to learn more about their matchday idols. These guys are multidimensional. And I think it's amazing to learn about where they came from, what else it is that they're doing now, and of course, to try to surmise where they may be headed. And so far, I think it's working. In our very first episode, we got to learn about a player's desire to play abroad and soak up the culture and history of Europe while running up against some real-world Canadian soccer barriers. Thanks for that, Anthony Novak. I got to learn a lot about entrepreneurial hustle from Chris Nanko, a barber and clothier, as well as about life in the States as a young black man. That was priceless to me, and to listeners especially, as Chris had a leadership role in the league's Black Lives Matter stance in the early days. Daniel Crutzen gave me some insight into a player's family life, culture shock for Europeans in North America, and a romantic view on the wanderlust of soccer. Similarly, Alex Hachinati Janssen gave me an introduction into the differences in Canadian and European soccer infrastructure, and also just had a really cool outlook on just about everything. I feel like we also touch on some of the wider soccer issues here too. What was touched on with Novak blew up with Tristan Henry. The North American soccer landscape can be a trying one. Things as simple as the lottery of birth can impact your options. The right secondary passport can open doors. The arcane rules of MLS can close them. Staying focused on what you can control is paramount. But also having a blast with excitable players like the well-traveled Kwame Awuwa and his tales of New York City, or Garvin Metusala and his friendships across enemy lines, those kind of things are energizing. Or even just hearing how Tristan Henry keeps his mind from wandering on a ball possession heavy squad like Forge. It all brings smiles. Seeing the road less traveled Cinderella story that is hard hat lunch bucket success of Dom Samuel, that was a blast. Reaching a comfort zone with the quiet types like Taryn Campbell, that's rewarding in its own way. Finally, reaching out to people beyond Forge players has been great too. One of my favorite soccer people in the world is Jelani Smith. He's always made time for me, since way before the podcast even was a thing. So hearing his stories from player to behind-the-scenes ace to high-powered director of football, it's just so inspiring. And being fortunate enough to speak to former Canadian men's national team player, MLS star, and rising urbanist and developer, Tesho Akindele, wow. I was able to talk to him about what players can do beyond the pitch, as well as some really cool insider stuff on players like Becker, James, Ashton Morgan, and all guys that he played with for Canada. So, what lies ahead for the Hammer of Sparks? Well, in the short term, more of the same. We've already recorded 3 player interviews to kick off the year with. I'm sure fans will enjoy some of the talks we're going to have with some of their favorite players of the season as the season draws near. And the podcast is hoping to introduce 2 new interview features, the Hammer of Sparks Away Days and the Hammer of Sparks Wider Than the Pitch. Away Days will be an opportunity for current listeners to hear interviews with CPL players from Forge's rivals and competitors. Players you may be more used to booing and jeering than hearing will join us to tell us their stories, as well as to let us know what it's like to face our boys. It should be a lot of fun. Wider Than the Pitch will feature stories and interviews that are connected to the game of soccer in Canada, but also expand beyond the traditional field of play. Everything from the women's game on and off the field, to labor practices within the world of soccer, from the archaic inclusion of the draft in North American game, to the seemingly backwards world of football colonialism in the age of decolonization. Even a look at soccer as religion, or at least at the blasphemous thought of footy replacing faith. Finally, the Hammer of Sparks pod will also be expanding to the Hammer of Sparks page. That's right, we'll be introducing our own website with articles by yours truly, as well as some from friends of the podcast as well. Expect to see Forge updates, Canadian Premier League articles, and the cheeky opinion pieces you've come to love that both delight and antagonize my public. What more could you want? With all these plans and pieces coming, there will be one more change. Yep, the Hammer of Sparks will be adding a Patreon or Patreon-like feature to help support all the new facets of our burgeoning empire. Details to come soon. But for now, just keep enjoying our free content and decide if you feel like it's worth supporting us. In other words, we're going to give you a taste because we are so sure you'll find it worth buying into. So that's all for now. But keep your eye buds and earbulbs tuned to all of our socials, as Hammer of Sparks is on Threads, Instagram, and the social media formerly known as Twitter. Don't miss any of our upcoming news. Stay tuned for what's about to drop. Thanks from the Hammer of Sparks.